Today, we heard readings from the books of John and Acts. We heard that when someone is cut off from Jesus, they wither away. And we heard the questions of a eunuch. What is to stop me from being baptized? As to say, do I have a place in God's temple? Am I cut off from Jesus' love? The last year and a half, I've struggled with these same questions. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 1 states, that he who is emasculated by crushing or cutting shall not enter Yahweh's assembly. So those who are unable to have children are not welcomed. The eunuch in Acts found this out the hard way when he journeyed to Jerusalem to worship, but was turned down and sent away. When he met Philip, he was reading from Isaiah, "Let no eunuch who has joined himself to Yahweh speak, behold, I am a dry tree. Yahweh will surely separate me from his people. Let no one say, I am unworthy of God's love." Philip explains to the eunuch that although Deuteronomy condemns eunuchs in the eyes of God, God's self tells us that even eunuchs are welcomed into God's glory. The passage in Isaiah goes on to say that eunuchs will be remembered in God's house, given a legacy and a namesake, even better than children. Like the eunuch in Acts, I felt ostracized by the scriptures I read, and I didn't understand what I had heard every Sunday. I thought I was unholy because of who I love and what I believe. But, like Philip guided the eunuch, I too was guided by Carol Sullivan, my confirmation trekker, and now my godmother. Philip baptized the eunuch, truly uniting him with Christ. And when I read this passage from Acts, I imagine the eunuch dancing with joy as he proclaims his love for Jesus. And last Sunday, I was baptized and welcomed into a new beginning. And for the first time last week, I felt a new sense of pride. And looking out at the applauding crowd, their smiles gleaming through their masks, I felt overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with joy. This church and these people had all cheered me on before, but only after I'd offered something in return. Last Sunday, I did not sing, did not read scripture, nor did I preach like I do before you now. Instead, I gave nothing, and I was welcomed anyway. In John, we read that Jesus is a vine. Remain in him, and he in you, for without him, we can do nothing. The first time that I read this text, I said to Pastor Ben, how hypocritical of Jesus. He claims to love us, to never cut us off, but if we struggle, and if we doubt, we will be abandoned? How does this make sense? How is this forgiving? I misunderstood this text, similar to the way the eunuch did. And Pastor Ben explained that Jesus will never cut us off, nor turn his back. Like Philip explained to the eunuch, the scriptures in Isaiah remind us that we are loved and welcomed. Pastor Ben explained that we as sinners may turn our backs and wither away, but like a vine, we will regrow. If Jesus is the vine, we are the branches to be nurtured, educated, and helped to grow, even when we are broken and mangled, even when we are separated. The vine continues to flourish. As it regrows our branches, Jesus rebirths us into a new beginning and a new mindset to grow our faith with Christ. The eunuch from Acts finds his place on Jesus' vine, and he learns that all eunuchs are welcomed into the kingdom of God. He finds his place with Jesus and is reminded that he is all he needs to be connected with Christ. Just as I have been connected with each and every one of you. The greatest fruit that we have to give is our faith. And may we help everyone know that they have a place in God's glory and on Jesus' vine. Hallelujah!